Welcome to the With You Always podcast, brought to you by Sushipe, the online community and formation platform for disciples. Here we invite followers of Jesus Christ to share reflections and wisdom from the journey. Our hope is to instill a recognition that God is indeed with us always. Today, Mo Irvine, prison ministry missionary for the Diocese of Sioux Falls, shares what God is doing in her life.
Welcome to the With You Always podcast, brought to you by Come Follow Me, where we invite followers of Jesus Christ to share reflections and wisdom from the journey. Our hope is to instill a recognition that God is indeed with us always. Today, Mo Irvine, prison ministry missionary for the Diocese of Sioux Falls, shares what God has been doing in her life.
Today, I'd like to reflect on part of the responsorial psalm in the gospel from Mass today. The lines that stick out to me are, "Let all on earth worship and sing praise to you. Sing praise to your name. Come and see the works of God, his tremendous deeds among the children of Adam. He has changed the sea into dry land. Through the rivers they passed on foot. Therefore, let us rejoice in him. He rules by his might forever." And then from the gospel, so Jesus is talking about how he's the bread of life. Those who come to him will never hunger or thirst. And then a couple lines down, he says, "Everything that the Father gives me will come to me, and I will not reject anyone who comes to me." And so if we're thinking about, okay, the Lord won't reject anybody who comes to him, and the wonders that the Lord has done. So we're still in the Easter season, which means much rejoicing. So it's very appropriate to rejoice in the wonders the Lord has done. And when I think about, like, okay, what are the wonders the Lord has done? And in ways where he never rejects people. And I think about, like, the different healings that he's done. And if you look at, like, the healing narratives within the Gospels, typically the Lord says, "Your sins are forgiven," and then, "But so that others might believe that I have the authority to forgive sins, pick up your mat and walk." And, you know, the onlookers are always grumbling, like, who is he to forgive sins? But they're amazed at this healing. And so if I take what I know from that he forgives sins, but I'll show you something cool, because you don't understand, and you necessarily can't see me forgiving a sin, I'll show a physical healing. So I think the big thing to take away is, oh, the forgiveness of sins is, like, the really big thing, the really cool, miraculous, tremendous deed that the Lord is doing, right? So why do I not go, like, all the time to confession, you know? If that's, like, the miracle, the incredible deeds, I want to live a life praising the Lord. Well, then I shouldn't be afraid to go to confession. I shouldn't delay in going to confession. But I should rejoice, because if I'm living a sacramental life, if I'm being faithful and receiving all these graces that he pours out through the sacraments, then I am more attentive and more open to these beautiful deeds that he's doing in my life and in the life of people around me. And I'm able to point to it and see and help other people see, hey, this is what the Lord is doing. So we go to confession, and if we are truly sorry for our sins, we will not leave empty-handed, right? Because it says in the gospel, "I will not reject anyone who comes to me." Those are Jesus' words. So why not? Like, why do we delay? And I want to share one story. I was talking to an inmate in the maximum security prison who didn't grow up Catholic. He wasn't even sure if he had been baptized.
I had seen a change in him before. A couple weeks before, he wasn't really interested in what was happening in class, chatting with his neighbor. But something had changed over the past couple weeks, and he was more attentive and had questions that he was asking of Father during class and me after class. And at one point, I start telling him about the sacraments, like baptism and confession, and I'm explaining what confession is. You go to this priest and you tell him everything you've done wrong, and God forgives you through the priest. And this is like a big dude, a big, tough guy. And I explain what confession is, and he goes, "Can I go right now?" And I'm like, "Wait, what? You're not even baptized. So like, no, you can't really go to confession." He's like, "I need that. I want to go to confession. You said it's a place I go and I'm forgiven and I don't have to worry about my sins. Like I give them and God forgives me and I leave with that forgiveness. I need that. When can I do this?" And then in the moment, I'm like looking inside myself going, "Man, if this guy can get it and he wasn't even raised in a church, like why would I delay in going to confession like ever? Because I get to bring that forgiveness with me and I get to share it with others and I get to live in that forgiveness. Why would I delay? Like this guy gets it. And I live in the church. I receive the sacraments. But do I always rejoice in them and hunger for them? Because in the gospel it says, whoever comes to me will never hunger, and whoever believes in me will never thirst. But do I hunger for the right thing? Do I seek his mercy that is there for me because he won't reject me?" Let us pray. Lord, give us a hunger and a thirst for you, for your good and tremendous deeds that you are doing in our lives and you're doing in the lives around us. Lord, I ask that you open our eyes to be more attentive to the ways that you're working in our lives and for the mercy and grace that you have just waiting for us. Help us to go to the font of your mercy, to receive your mercy, to stand in confidence that you are healing us and you are doing tremendous deeds in our lives. And give us a spirit of praise that we may sing of your glory and your wonderful deeds to all we encounter. Amen.
Hi everyone, my name is Eric Gallagher, the founder of Sushipe, the online community and formation platform for disciples. I wanted to take a moment to thank you for listening and also to encourage you to check out our online community at sushipe.co. That's SUSCIPE.CO. At sushipe.co, we're constantly offering free book studies, self-guided mini retreats, opportunities for family fun, prayer, and more. If you're interested in engaging with a community of individuals who are desiring to grow deeper in their spiritual lives, check out sushipe.co and get involved today.